same way. In fact, some of their statements are based on them trying to let His Excellency John Mahama to emulate the bad examples of other people in the past. But President Mahama is a unique individual who is more interested in solving the daily problems of people, even against his own personal interests. He puts the public interest over and above his own personal parochial interests. So he is not a person who appoints the cousin as a minister of finance. At the same time, appoint the cousin as a minister of rule. At the same time, appoint other close family members into various societies and run a family and friends government. He is not a person of that sort. So if there are people somewhere who thinks that because this had happened in the past, His Excellency President Mahama will repeat same, that obviously will not be the situation. But President Mahama is looking at the entirety of Ghana. And indeed, there are so many more positions, many more places, many more qualified people who can come and serve the president. And I can tell you that some will even get the positions in the morning, others will get yes in the afternoon, and others will get yes in the evening. The collective effect is how best we can reset the country Ghana. That is what everybody is looking out for. It is true that we have competent individuals in Savannah and in Bole constituency who can occupy any position whatsoever. That is true. And we are still looking forward to many more. But by virtue of that, the expectation of the fact that one or two people will have been appointed from Bole and they have not yet gotten that appointment, it's not to go out to do this type of destructive situation. And that is what we are calling on everybody to stop, and calling on the police to go and arrest the people who were engaged in that kind of burning of ties and destruction of party billboards, because it's the only way that we can reset Ghana. Lawlessness cannot be allowed, whether you are NDC or MPP, whether you are related to the president or a distant relation of the president, or not related to the president at all. We cannot allow this. We must get the people arrested and prosecuted and punished so that it will set as a good example for any other set of people who want to emulate the negative examples that some few disgruntled youth are actually doing. And I must say that for now, I'm speaking as a regional secretary without having adequate information whether or not those people who went and did that are even party members. Whether they are party members or not, the fact is that a crime is a crime and has no color whatsoever. And nobody can run under the color or cover of being a party member and do something which is wrong. This is not in the DNA of His Excellency John Jamal Mahama. And he will make sure that whether you are a member, whether you are a family member, whether you are a party member or not a party member, insofar as the wrong is done, you must be punished for that. If you do the good thing, we'll take the glory, but don't do the wrong. If you do the wrong, we shall not leave you. And that should be the standard moving forward.
But are you aware of any promise or arrangement, a promise to appoint the Member of Parliament for Bole, Alhaji Yusuf Sulemana? Was there any promise from the then flag bearer who is now our president? Was there any promise?
I have followed the flag bearer throughout the campaigns.
Yes.
In the Savannah area.
Yes.
There was no day or no time or no meeting whatsoever that he promised anybody any position. So any promise whatsoever is possibly a figment of His Excellency John Jamal Mahama's imagination.
No, because that's what the youth are claiming, that he, the president,
that there
is
was
supposed
no
to...
promise. There was no promise whatsoever by the flag bearer to appoint anybody in Savannah, not just Bole, to any position. Not at all. He has never done that. What he has done is to assure the people that they will get the needed developments when given the opportunity. For that issue of assurance of development, he has assured the people that they will get adequate, needed development when given that opportunity. And he has got the opportunity. So what we should be looking out for is development. I must equally say that the MP for Bole is competent and qualified to occupy any position, whether national or international. Academically, he is good. Practically, he is actually one of the top best. But this is a decision that president is putting people at certain places at certain time and watching the performance of everybody. I am equally convinced that he will get a place for my honorable, venerable MP, in whom I so much trust and believe. To be very frank, like Oliver Twist, would like more. As things stands now, about five or six regions have only got two ministers out of the yet-to-be 16 ministers. And about 43 ministers have been announced, or 42 ministers have been announced now. Savannah region has only got a regional minister and a minister of energy. Upper East has got a minister of state and a regional minister. Upper West has got a minister of state, that is the attorney general, a minister of justice, and a regional minister. OT has equally got a minister, regional minister, and I think that one other person. So there are several other regions which have only two ministers as at now, and Savannah is not an exception. We are still hoping and praying that some of the deputy minister positions, we can get some of them to augment. And the average that I have seen is that almost the highest a region has got is about four, with regional ministers inclusive, not more than four, to the best of my knowledge. And there are still CEO positions which are available for people to go in there and occupy and use it for the development of a country called Ghana. Immediately you are appointed, you are not appointing because of the fact that you are from House A or House B. They are appointing you for the people of Ghana, and therefore to serve the people of Ghana. And that should be another major factor that we should be looking at. Yes, balance, distribution is a key factor in the various appointments that His Excellency President Mahama is doing. And he's the only person who is even very sensitive to make sure that he engages and gets all the regional balances and regional representations across areas, and to make sure that power does not stay at one house or in one place. It must be evenly and fairly distributed.
So, finally, if there's any word of advice to your members, especially in the Savannah region and in the Borley constituency, for that matter, what would be that advice, so we can end the conversation here? Lawyer.
My advice to the people of Ghana, more especially to Savannah region and in particular Borley Bamboi, is that the trust that we have in His Excellency John Dramani Mahama, we should maintain that trust for him to be able to deliver. That he has a competent set of people, in fact, a large pool that he can always at all times pull from to help him reset the Ghana that we all want and bring in the needed development. So let's keep calm. Let's pray for our brother, our father, our uncle, our friend, indeed our leader, for him to be able to succeed. And let's pray for any other person given the opportunity to be supported, to be able to deliver as required by the people of Ghana. This is what we have. And we have a proverb in Gonja which says that when your house ram is dead, it doesn't mean that you are the one to deskin it. It means that you can be the owner of the ram, but others somewhere will help you deskin the ram for the benefit of the society.
Exactly.
And our principle is service society, not service to your own self.